Shalom to all. Today we're on Mesachas Kehilim, Perek Daled, Mishnah Alpha, Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah Sabrina Lerm B'Schos HaSabas Rachel, Shish B'Zecher Fan Yosef Kogon, Bikar of Mamish. And we continue discussing the dinim of a piece that broke off a Kli Cheres and whether or not it still has the ability to be Mekabel Tumo. So Mishnah tells us, Cheres, She'ena Yochalam B'Pnei Oznoi. We have a broken piece of Cheres, broken piece of pottery, and technically it has the shear inside that it could hold enough liquid that it still would be Mekabel Tumo. However, it's not able to stand on its own because it has an Oizen. That's the piece that had the handle on it. So now when you try to lay it down, it doesn't stay straight. And it tilts to the side, or it has some sort of other sharp part of it sticking out, and the sharp part leans it, tilts it to the side, so when you lay it down and you try to put some liquid in it, it simply won't be able to hold. Again, not because it's not large enough, it is large enough, it's just that way that it lays on the floor, it tilts to the side and the liquid won't be able to stay in it, so it's not able to become tomo because it's not considered a usable piece. And furthermore, if that handle now was removed, so now it could lay down flat, or the sharp piece that was sticking out that was preventing it, that also broke off. So now it's able to lay down flat, still tahar. It's not able to be mekabel tumah because since originally when it had broken off of the main kli, it wasn't able to be used because of the handle, that sharp part. So even though now it couldn't be used, it doesn't make a difference. It's still not able to be mekabel tumah. However, Rabbi Yehuda Matame, in this situation, Rabbi Yehuda says it could be mekabel tumah. On to another case. We have a barrel that the bottom of it fell out or it was knocked out. So you can't stand the barrel upright because whatever you put inside is just going to go right at the bottom. However, if you lay it on its side, that's what it means, mekabel sadaf neiseha. If you lay it on its walls, so now you could put stuff into it. Or this barrel just got split into two, like two arevais. The word arev is often used to describe a trough, which is basically that long, narrow kli or bowl of sorts that animals eat out of. That's not referring to a trough over here, it's just that's the concept. It's basically a long and narrow kli because, again, this barrel is split into two. So Rabbi Yehuda says it cannot be mekabel tumah, whereas Chacham say it could be mekabel tumah, and that's because Rabbi Yehuda holds that a barrel is meant to be stood upright, and if it can't be used like that, then it's not considered a kli, even though technically you found some sort of other use for it. Whereas Chacham would say that no, sometimes a barrel is turned on its side and stuff is put in it like that, therefore it could be mekabel tumah. Moving on to Mishnah Beis, Chavas Shenisrei A'a Ve'ini Chayol Yital Tabachatzi Kav Gregrois, a barrel that did not yet break, however it's very weak, maybe it has a bunch of cracks in it, and it's so weak you can't even put half a kav of dried figs in it and carry it around because that would cause it to break fully. Tahira, it's not mekabel tumah. That's because it's not properly usable. Now, what about the following? Gistera shenisrei'a veinim kabalas mashkin. Now, we've had this word gistera before, and this is the way the Mishnah describes a piece that broke off of a kli, and we have many Mishnayos discussing how large that gistera has to be, and the general idea is that if it's able to hold a certain amount, then it still could be mekabel tumah. So let's say we have this gistera. It was a piece that had already broken off, and it still is able to be mekabel tumah because it was able to be used. However, now this gistera itself got weakened, it got some cracks in it, and it's not able to hold liquid. Liquid leaks out of it. So afal pi shemekabelas achlin, even though you could put food in it because it doesn't have holes, it just has a few cracks or whatever it is, maybe very small holes. So liquids are a problem, but foods are not a problem. Still, tahira, it's not mekabel tumah. Why is that? She'ein shirayin l'shirayin. We don't have leftovers for leftovers. What does that mean? So the whole reason why this gistra, this broken piece, is able to be mekabel tumah is because it does have some sort of use, even though it's not the main kli. It just broke off the main kli. It's still considered chashuv enough to have its own status as a kli because it could be used for something. And that's the first word, shirayim. It's a remnant. It's a leftover of the main kli. However, now that this gistra has been weakened, it's not able to be used 100%. So now it's not considered a kli anymore because ein shirayim l'shirayim. We don't say a thing that's considered a leftover could be considered to have a stage that it also is a leftover. It's only able to be used for a partial usage of what it was originally used for, and therefore it's not mekabel tumah anymore. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up on the Mishnah Gimel and Daled, continue to describe this gistra. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.